This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, fellas. Another beautiful Friday morning here in Las Vegas. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, you know, the weather's going to turn at some point here. But at any rate, we're wondering what kind of book do you, well, how do the books do during the Masters and during, you know, the big golf tournaments? Does that bring out a big crowd? Does that bring out people, I don't know, walking around in green jackets, that sort of thing?
Well, we serve the sandwiches that they serve in Augusta for $1.50, so that's the only kind of pricing you'll ever get at Circa like that. especially the Masters. I mean, we had a crowd in the book at 5:30 in the morning yesterday. Nice crowded stadium. Swim, Mitch and Paul are doing their show from there today. Saturday and Sunday will be jammed up. And, of course, we do the most right on the Masters of any of it all year. Of course, we have a future pool that's open for 9 months as well. So it's a very good event for us.
What are some good bets after looking at the first round? What are you looking for the rest of the weekend?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, our biggest liability was Vijay Singh, and then he withdrew. So that changed a lot for us. We're a pretty good winner to Justin Rose. He had a tremendous first round, and so that result would be A-OK for us. It's a funny story here. David, so I don't know, you guys are familiar with the golfer Matt McCarty, who shot a one under yesterday, but I was not familiar with him. I guess he won his first event on the tour and then hasn't done anything since. So Jeff Benson got a phone call from a sportsbook director that he used to work for, who said, look, I have a very good customer. He's our second biggest sports player. He wants to bet $10,000 on Matt McCarty because his company is sponsoring Matt McCarty. Matt McCarty's odds were 775-1. I mean, that would have been a bet to win almost $8 million. So there was a long debate about how much did we want to take. You know, you don't want to take something that will wipe out your entire year of golf earnings for a book. So we ended up taking a bet for McCarty for this gentleman to win $2 million. So he's still very much alive in it, right? I mean, he's tied for eighth or something like that after the first round. So we'll see how it goes. But that's an interesting sweat for us because we'd lose $2 million if this miracle happened.
God, oh my God. Mike, I had a friend who was on the horn with me, and he was telling me in game when Florida went down 12, he could do in game betting, and they were getting 9.5 all of a sudden. So he tried to middle it, but he only won the one wager. Is in-game betting becoming more popular than ever? Do you like it? Do you see much of it going on in the casino?
Well, I love it myself, but I'll try to day trade totals like in baseball and in soccer and court and hockey in a quarter, right? I mean, period. I'll bet under 1.5, and then when you get through the first time out under 14, it usually goes to a half, and then you bet over a half, and if it lands one, you scoop both bets. If you can get to the under 10 timeout, it's even better. But Anyhow, if you'd asked me 5 years ago what would have been the biggest trend, I would have said it would have been in play. It's actually props. Props are a much bigger growing portion of what we do in terms of handle. And we have a mandate to just be able to offer more player props in every sport. But in-game is significant. There are some books, we're not one of them, but there are some books where the in-game handle is more than the pre-game handle. We're not quite there yet. We're at about 70-30. Before the game compared to in-game. But there are some books, like a William Hill, that has a really advanced in-game product where it's more than half of their total right.
Are you seeing much action yet on the NFL draft? And if so, what spots are people, or how are they betting this year's draft?
So we posted only 1 week before. And it's another big debate because we hate to even do it because every year we lose, David. Every single year. It's all based on information. We got killed on Bowers going to the Raiders last year. We got killed on Knicks. You know, it was known to people who knew Peyton that he was going to take Knicks, but it wasn't thought Knicks was a first-round quarterback. So, I mean, his over-under was 34.5. Well, obviously, he goes to the Broncos. There people came to town pounding the under there, and they cashed. So it's very difficult. We will put up 15 players this year and just their over-under. Simplify it. Let people bet 300. A lot of places you can only get $100 now just because the books don't win on this. People have information. Somebody that works in the organization, however, could become from the head coach, could be the GM, or just somebody that works in the front office that knows. And so it's really difficult to book, but we put it up. Each state has different rules, but we put it up a week ahead of time, and then we take it down whenever the state says you have to take it down. Nevada says 24 hours. Others let you keep it open right up to when the draft starts.
I always wonder whenever we start talking about futures and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm a White Sox fan, sadly. They've lost 8 in a row. They are on schedule to be worse than they were a year ago, if that's humanly possible. Do people jump in and out as the season is going on, or do they wait, make one bet, wait? I mean, when is the time to strike if you think a team is going to do exceptionally poorly?
Well, whenever you feel that way. I mean, the win totals get posted weekly, the adjusted win totals, if you want to bet it that way. Or a lot of people will simply just martingale it and just keep betting. Bet against the White Sox. If they lose, double up the next day. If they lose, double. People do that right with the Dodgers, but it's betting on the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And they do with the White Sox, it's betting against the White Sox.
Wow. That's so funny. I mean, it's awful, but that's what we were actually talking about this morning, whether you should do that now, given that the trend is your friend and they've gotten to 8 and Boston's coming in here. And, the game Sunday is Crochet back in Chicago. Not that anyone really cares about that, but Sox fans.
Yeah, I try to find ways to bet the Sox, and yet I talk myself out of it, and I'm glad I have been able to.
It's probably good practice to follow there, Mike.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Have fun.
Thanks,
with Mitch,
Mike.
Out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him last night. Thanks, guys.
See Appreciate you, buddy. That is Mike Palm. I got to tell you, that's like the old, the Washington Generals. You bet for them because they're due. Wasn't that Krusty the Clown in the Simpsons?
Well, Sox are due. Yeah. The White Sox are due, not the Red Sox. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. And you can win a pair of tickets to see, you don't want to miss this, the Take the North show, Take the North Live with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer next Thursday, April 17th, 6 to 7 in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio. Mark and Dan on the Take the North podcast. You can download it on your free Odyssey app, and you can see it live. 312-540-0670.
It's Mully and Haw. It's Chicago Sports Radio. We're going to talk to the great Ron Coomer next on The Score.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due! He's spinning the ball on his finger! Just take it! Take the ball! That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet.
Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.